CliffCentral.com. Weekdays from 3 to 6. This is Hellman on Cliff Central.
Relax, it's flax.
Or?
Relax, giflex.
There you go.
For someone that's never heard relax, it's flax before, how would you describe it, flax?
Like I've described it before, when you're sitting at dinner table or you're on a date, conversation runs dry, you need something to say. You think of what was said on relax, it's flax. It's those conversation starters, those icebreakers, those... It's just youthful knowledge.
Boom.
Leave it at that.
So last week in Relax It's Flax, incredible piece of advice you gave out around picking women up.
Yes. What was it? Just bounce her on the nose. Yeah. Just you take your index finger and you tap her nose and you say, hey, cutie.
There you go. And you've been doing this all week?
Yes.
Has it been working for you?
No.
Oh.
But trial and error, so we can rule that one out.
No more tap on the nose, hey
cutie.
None of
that. I find that women, they don't want a gentleman. They want what I'm terming my dog phase, where I'm not a gentleman at all. I'm like not this caring guy. Women appeal to that. They like that, surprisingly. I'm even a bit surprised.
What's happening with your hair?
I'm growing it.
How long?
As long as Justin Bieber's got his.
Oh, wow. But his isn't like long everywhere.
No, it is. Oh, on the sides. I'm still trying to work out the logistics about the sides.
Okay.
Because I find it a waste to go blow like 250 rand and just have my sides cut.
Okay. So you want to get the value for the haircut, but not sort of...
Yeah. So once I've... If the words... No, that's not the word. Once I've visualized... what I want to do with my hair, then I'll go for the haircut.
Producer Kat says she's recently picked up the haircutting. Maybe she can do your sides.
Bernard from the Casper Radio Show wants to cut my hair.
Ah, okay. There you go. And he'll do it for free.
Yeah, I just don't know. There's something about hairdressers. You never change your hairdresser. You stick to... I've had my same hairdresser for probably about 15 years.
Wow. Sure. Mm. That's a lot of history. You know everything that goes on in your life.
No, because I don't talk. I close my eyes and I go to sleep and she cuts my hair.
Really?
I find it's a good time to have a nap.
It's a little rude.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, what is coming up on the bill? What's first on the agenda here?
First on the agenda, we cover relationships.
Ah.
So this is how to actually tell if a guy wants to date you or if he just wants to sleep with you. Now, it's a bit more complicated than you think. It's not either he wants to date you or either he wants to kiss you. I mean, either he wants to sleep with you. There's telltale signs that you have to read. Do you know what some of them are?
No, but you're about to tell me.
I mean, there's body language. Should we start about when he texts you?
Okay, yeah. Talk to me about the texting thing.
So what do you think after work text means?
Wanna date you.
That is correct.
Ah.
It means that he wants to find out how your day is. After work, he'll ask you how your day was. It means he's caring. He probably wants to date you.
Okay.
What about the morning text?
Wants to sleep with you.
No.
Wants to date you?
Yes.
Oh, I thought because you wake up and you got a morning glory, so you're thinking about how to make it happen.
No, not at all. In the love life world of this, whatever you want to call it. If he texts you in the morning, it means that you're the first thing on his mind when he wakes up. He's all you're thinking about.
Yeah, while he's got a heart on.
No. As that he couldn't wait to message you and find out how you are.
All right. Next.
The nighttime text. What do you think that is?
That's to sleep with you.
Yeah. If he texts you at night, it means he's pretty thirsty. And the verdict will be he wants to sleep with you.
Okay.
What about when he calls you sweetheart?
I don't know. Wants to sleep with you.
That is correct. If he calls you sweetheart, it means he's just trying to be affectionate for a short time.
Okay.
And then he wants to sleep with you.
All right. What else?
Babe.
Wants to date you.
No. Babe's,
sleep with you.
Babe's exactly similar to sweetheart.
I'm trying to pick up a pattern here. I thought you'd go one.
There's
sleep,
no pattern.
One, okay.
There's no pattern
okay, well,
whatsoever.
Now that I know this, let me...
That's
let me,
why I'm here to help you.
Okay. What else?
What about when he calls you cute, affectionate pet names?
That would be to date you.
Yes.
Okay.
It also could be that he's lazy and probably likes you.
Okay.
So if he's lazy, it could also mean he likes you.
All right. I see. Yeah.
So if he's too lazy to open the door, that doesn't mean he doesn't like you. If
okay.
That makes somewhat sense.
Yeah.
What about if he asks you to grab a coffee?
I think that's, that could be, that really could be either, Flax.
No, grab a coffee. If someone texted you,
that's a date.
If a girl texted you, do you want to grab a coffee?
Coffee's a date.
Okay, coffee is a date.
Yes.
What happens if they texted you, do you want to go see a movie?
But you see, some guys will go on one or two dates and because they think that's the way to get to sleep with a girl.
No, you
So you'll go on the coffee date, and then you'll go on another one, and then the third date you'll take it a little bit more intense and go to a club or something, or a bar.
It's all about making the right moves at the right time, in the right place,
yeah.
In the right like time frame.
Yeah, like a One Republic song. All the right moves in all the right places.
Yeah, I was legit thinking about that song as I was saying it.
Okay, let's hear some more.
Okay, so if he texts you on a movie date, what's that mean?
He wants to go to the movies with you.
Movie date could go either way, it says.
Yeah, because you get touchy-feely in a movie.
Yeah, I mean, there's no lights. No one knows what happens in there.
Now there's love seats. How far have you gone in a movie cinema?
I've probably watched till the trailers. And you?
What do you mean?
Oh, I thought you meant how far have I watched in a movie cinema.
What? I meant how much sexual action have you got, have you had in the cinema?
Okay.
What are we talking about? How is this?
In a cinema, I've probably just kissed.
Okay.
And you?
It's a good question. What else?
You averted that. You averted and avoided that.
What else?
What if it?
It's Relax, it's Flax, not Relax, it's Coleman.
Wait till I start messaging in other segments. Hey, Ariel, what have you been doing?
What else, Flax?
When he invites you over to his house to watch TV.
Yeah, that's to sleep with you.
The verdict is, drum roll, he doesn't even own a TV, probably. He wants to sleep with you. That's all the relationship advice I have today.
That's very, very good. What's happening in your love life?
As I said, I'm going through this phase, which I'm terming a dog phase.
Mm.
So you have innocent phase, you have dog phase, and you have lost phase. So the dog phase is where you're not romantic at all. You're not there to like relationship and stuff like that. It's all about just being a man, being a bachelor and embracing that.
Okay.
You know?
So, and how's this phase working out for you?
Yeah, when I go through this phase, it's phenomenal, the results.
So, how do you approach being in this phase?
You sort of have to pull to an arrogant side of yourself.
Okay.
Like a one that just doesn't care whether it works out or doesn't with the woman, because you know that you can just move on and get someone else. And women will somehow pick up on this, and then they'll get scared that they'll lose you. It's crazy how you can read so much from body language and stuff like that. As long as you can let that girl know that you can get another girl very easier, it makes her want you more.
Ah, I see.
It makes her think because other girls want you and can have you, she now wants you.
Okay, so all of this true, just not the tap on the nose.
Yeah, tap on the nose.
Hey, cutie, no.
Yeah.
Not going to work.
Like, even tonight, I'm looking forward to going out.
Okay. And no tap on the nose.
No tap on the nose. There's going to be tons of flirt. Flirt game level 10.
Flirt game strong.
How's your relationship life advice? What?
Well, if you ask the question properly, I might answer one day.
What happened in that McDonald's last week?
What happened in McDonald's last week?
I was told you met someone.
I didn't meet anybody in McDonald's last week. The only people we meet in McDonald's are... Well, whatever. Producer Catch, you can tell the story because clearly nothing's private here. Tell the story.
It's like cat out the bag.
Yeah,
and cat out the bag. And now cat's in the room.
By the way, Melissa says, thanks for all the relationship advice, Flax. Good to know. Producer Cat's been dying to tell the story. I knew it would come up eventually. So let's just get it out
there.
I didn't
know it was a whole secret, though.
What is it?
The way it's been going around the office, Cat.
What do you mean, been going around the office?
Well, I found out like 2 minutes into walking in here.
Yeah, Cat.
You found out during the week.
Who told him?
Cat.
Myself. Sur.
Okay. Well, tell your story now.
Well, it all started out like... with Ari being hungry and he's on Fish Chef and we're like, no, you can't get McDonald's, da da da. But then he managed to talk myself and Sia into going to McDonald's with him after work. I think it was on Monday or Tuesday night. So we go to McDonald's there. We're sitting down, eating our food, and then this girl walks in. with her father, I think. Some old man.
We don't know who he was. He looked like Christoph Waltz.
I don't know who that is.
And then Ari was like, wow, that is the prettiest chick I've seen in a McDonald's.
I did not say that.
And then Sia was like, oh, okay, let me call her over. So then Sia called her over. And then
How did he call her over? Just like, hey, come here.
He stood up and went to talk to her. And then next thing, him and this chick and Sia walking over to the table. And then,
did you go red?
And then, so she said, we introduced her to Ari, and then she sat down, and then Sia and I moved to another table, and then Ari and this chick started talking, and then her dad was like, "Mama, we have to go."
This is not what happened numbers at all. This is absolutely not what happened.
We can get Sia on the line right now.
Okay, let's hear your side of the story.
Okay, so she walks in. She's obviously with an older guy or whatever. They're speaking a different language, so it must be someone
foreign.
Yeah, it sounded sounded like a little French or whatever it is. And she was beautiful, like gorgeous. Like I was like, this is McDonald's. Like, how is this a thing that's happening here? I can't believe that you told the story so badly. Like,
no,
whatever.
I didn't. And also, that's what I told Mike.
Anyway, it's unnecessary to even get into this, but we're here now, so we may as well just go there. Thanks, your mic's off. So she sat down. They're eating, and then we catch eyes or whatever. And then, now I'm not saying anything about this beautiful anything to anyone.
Seconds.
No, I'm not saying anything to anyone. And then Sia makes a big thing and says, oh, you clearly think that she's so cool and whatever. So then he's like, I'm going to go call her. So then I stood up and walked outside.
Why?
Because I didn't want to.
But she's from another country. Like, she's just going to go back. You're never going to see her again.
Yeah, but it wasn't the right way to do it. So I had a bit of a...
When you locked eyes, was it more than like 3 seconds?
I don't know. I wasn't counting
the
seconds.
They say if you can lock eyes with someone for more than 3 seconds, then that's like a connection.
Look, I don't know. So she's in whatever country she's in now, and that's the end of that.
Did you get her order number? Or?
No. Sia then prompted to go and ask all the waitresses who did. The whole thing was over their heads. I didn't want him to embarrass me by going up to her, because that would have been poor game.
So you guys didn't even talk?
We didn't even talk. That's what I'm saying. She's making a big deal out of nothing, Producer Katz.
I don't know who to even believe.
Yeah, you should believe me. Producer Katz just likes to be dramatic.
That was a cute story.
Yeah, what a cute story. Talk to me about Mariah Carey.
Okay, so this is hectic, and you're going to have to help me because I'm a bit confused. I'm a bit confused in this triangle.
Yeah.
So it involves Orlando Bloom, Mariah Carey, Mariah Carey's new boyfriend, whose name is Packer.
Packer?
Wait, no, it's not Packer. Packer is his former. What is it? He's currently dating, where is it? Packer.
James Packer.
So Mariah Carey, James Packer, her new boyfriend, Justin Bieber, and Orlando Bloom. So when that fight broke out with Orlando Bloom hitting Justin Bieber.
Yeah, in Ibiza.
Yes. So how Mariah Carey gets involved in this, because of her new boyfriend, Packer. So Packer dated. You see, it's so confusing.
Oh, this is a Friday afternoon,
Packer,
bro.
Packer dated a girl by the name of Erica. But no, that's Erica Packer.
Do you want to try this one again next week?
I'm Australian billionaire James Packer. Oh, he was married to Erica Packer. Now, when that fight broke up, Orlando Bloom was dating Erica Packer.
Okay.
But now, Miranda Kerr was now later on, and Miranda Kerr also dated Mariah Carey's ex. Now, Miranda Kerr was also seen with Orlando Bloom.
Okay, I tell you what.
So both...
Hang on. We're not going yet. Give that story to... I'll give it to Producer Jonathan.
Producer Jonathan, could you please
come get the story here?
I've even got a little map drawn out over here, and I still don't understand
it. Yeah, so Producer Jonathan's going to take this. He's, of course, good at news. He's going to take the story, and in 5-10 minutes, he's going to come tell us what's actually going on here. Because, Flax, you can't be trusted.
It's so confusing. There's so many names and variables in play.
What's next?
Okay. So have you heard of Mark Wahlberg's twin?
No.
So there's some dude in Asia that they're calling Asian Mark. He legit looks exactly like Mark Wahlberg.
But like an Asian version?
Complete Asian version, but with sunglasses and a bit of a grin, looks exactly like Mark Wahlberg. The internet's gone crazy over this guy.
Okay, whose twin would you want to be? Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber's actually got a twin now. That girl from Orange is the New Black.
No, bro. Don't be What's her name? Towards your mate Justin Bieber.
No, they legit look alike. It sent the internet in a frenzy this week.
Okay, a frenzy.
Frenzy. What's wrong with that?
A frenzy.
A frenzy. Oh. Oh, no.
It's okay. Everyday learning and growing. What else, dude?
Okay, Scott Storch. Tell me you know about him.
Scott Storch, yeah, the music producer.
Yeah, and he's a fellow Jew.
Oh, dope. Even better.
So Scott Storch made some mad hits for like Chris Brown, Rihanna, and he was worth $70 million.
Yeah.
But then he got in a bit of a drug issue. He lost it all. I mean, this guy had Lamborghinis, Bugattis. He had like $100 million worth of just assets.
And he lost it all.
$3 million watches. He lost it all just to drugs.
Shit.
Probably bought cocaine and that.
Crack is whack.
He has $100 to his name.
Oh, no. He needs to make a new song.
From $70 million to $100.
He needs to make a new song.
How do you blow $70
million? I don't know.
Can't, because no one wants to work with him because now they all think that he's this druggie.
So what would you suggest he does?
Well, Rick Ross might bail him out now.
Ah.
Rick Ross might take him onto his production team and make a song with him. Yeah. Problem
is... Crack is whack.
Problem is, moving on to my next story, yeah. Rick Ross is in jail.
Oh, no. So Scott what must happen now?
Scott is so screwed. So Rick Ross is in jail.
What's going on?
I had like a reflux from my protein shake.
Okay.
Yo, but it like took my breath away. Rick Ross is in jail because a couple of weeks ago...
This might be the most confusing edition of Relax It's Flax we've ever done.
Why?
Melissa says, everything is confusing, LOL.
Why?
Should we start with a fresh story?
Ray Summit. Ray Stremod? Is that his name?
We're already off to a great start.
Do you know, I ain't got no time.
I ain't got no type.
I ain't got no type. Bad bitches is the only thing that I like.
I ain't got no type.
Money. I'm spending how I like.
So the guy behind that song.
So the guy behind that song has quite the order list when it comes to backstage.
Rider.
Who, rider?
They have a rider. It's called a rider.
What's a rider?
A rider is a list of requirements, how things should roll out.
Oh, is that what they call in the industry?
Yeah, what's on your rider?
So he's got a mad rider, which is everything he wants backstage. Do you want to go through
this? Don't you see in the article that you gave me, it says here, we got a copy of Swa Lee and Slim Jimmy's concert rider.
Yeah, but how must I know riders that?
Because then it says ellipsis dots, 2 dozen chicken wings, 2 spicy crap. It's just, you know?
Yeah. I guess so.
It's okay. Don't worry. Everyday learning and growing.
So, can I tell you what he's ordered on this rider?
Tell me.
2 dozen chicken wings.
Yeah.
2 spicy crunch Dorito tacos from Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Then to quench his thirst, 2 bottles of Ace of Spades champagne.
Mm.
Okay. Now, 1 bottle probably goes for like 10 grand.
Wow.
2 bottles of Moet Chandon champagne, which probably goes for 15K a bottle. 1 bottle of Hennessy. I don't know how much Hennessy. I've never drunk it. And for entertainment, he's got small super soakers.
Yeah.
Do you know how much fun super soakers are?
What's a super soaker?
So it's a water gun.
Oh, dope.
But those mad ones.
Okay.
It's probably like jet-propelled water out of that thing. Yeah. You can take like half an eye out with that.
Yeah.
He's got beach balls.
Dope.
He's got $300 in Singer Dots. In single dollar bills. Is this guy like got a stripper in there or something?
Must do.
That's so weird.
Oh, it says here, why does he need the single dollar bills? They require airport transfers on a 15 passenger van that must have a stripper pole in it.
Oh, okay. So he wants strippers.
Yes, he wants strippers.
He's living the life, eh?
Strippers
on
a pole.
What would you want in your rider?
I tell you what, I'll tell you one day when we do Relax with Kelman.
Okay.
What's on yours?
I definitely want chicken wings.
Yeah.
I want blue ranch dipping sauce.
Yeah.
I want 10 rand bills.
For what?
Stripper pole.
Oh, your strippers are cheap.
I want...
Here's a 10 rand.
Shake. No, it's not like that. I want Big Macs, like 30 Big Macs.
Okay. You realize that you might get fat from all of this.
Yeah. But still, I'll be happy.
Okay.
fat and happy with 10 rand bills on a stripper pole. That's flax.
Oros. I love Oros to quench
Oros
the thirst.
Oros is good. Okay. And you will be very thirsty because you've got stripper poles.
And a trampoline.
Okay, yeah, trampoline's dope. That's really cool.
And a GoPro.
And a GoPro.
That would be... Why can't you just tell me what you want on yours?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I'll give it a bit of thought and then I'll let you know next week.
Next week. I have to wait a full week.
I'm dying to know what Jonathan would put on his rider. What he would want if he was a big pop star. So when Jono comes to tell us the story of Mariah Carey and Orlando Bloom, we'll ask him what he wants on his rider.
It's called a... What was it called? A sex triangle?
Sexagon.
Oh,
and Jono actually seems like he's decoded the story real quick.
Jono's got pen, paper, diagrams.
Hang on a second. Producer Jonathan is in the building.
Jono, can you do it in like a news reporter voice?
Oof. Okay, this is actually... Thanks for that music. It's actually not really a story. It's basically just the connections from that fight that Orlando Bloom and Justin Bieber had in Ibiza.
How are you going to tell it?
Okay.
In a story.
Okay, I'm going to tell it in a story.
A story.
It's a story.
Okay, carry on.
Okay,
listen,
so
Flax, you weren't particularly good at delivering it in the first place.
I was so confused with it.
Okay, let's go back. Last year, July, Orlando Bloom and Leonardo DiCaprio were with Justin Bieber in this bar in Ibiza.
Yes.
Orlando Bloom lands up punching Justin Bieber. Leonardo DiCaprio is cheering.
Yes.
Fast forward a year. Now, Mariah Carey is dating that Australian billionaire whose name is James Packer.
Yes.
Now, what Mariah Carey did was she took a photo of herself and her daughter on James Packer's yacht at Cannes in Italy.
Mm.
Okay, now let's go back. This billionaire, James Packer, was once married to a model named Erica Packer.
Yes.
Okay, now what Erica Packer was apparently with Orlando Bloom when he knocked out Justin Bieber.
Yes.
And so that is... the extent of the scandal.
Where does that other woman fit in?
Which other woman?
There's another woman. There's
Miranda Kerr.
Yes, Miranda Kerr.
Yeah. Okay. Miranda Kerr is now being seen hanging out with James Packer. So it's kind of like James Packer's ex is hanging out with Orlando Bloom and Orlando Bloom's ex with James Packer.
I think that's pretty hectic.
I don't even know what you're commenting on. I don't even know. Who cares?
Yeah, it's really a non-story. Very.
Are you joking? Okay, so what's the biggest story you've seen this week? Or today?
The Marikana report, gay rights in America, terrorist attacks in France. Those are pretty big.
All right. Got me on that one.
Jono, what would be on your rider if you were a big pop star?
Oh, gosh. I actually don't know. I would want, I'm a very unpicky person. I would want lots of food constantly.
Be specific.
I don't know. You know, gosh, Ari, what would I want? So if I was a pop star, what would my demands be if I was going to go to a show?
And have you ever considered a career in pop?
No.
Okay.
I need to give this some thought. Food would definitely be top of the priority list.
Okay. Like what?
Sushi. Pizza.
What about a stripper pole?
For me or other people? It's an option. No, I don't know. You know, I'm not very fussy.
If you were the king of the world, what would your first five rules be?
Peace and love. Compulsory. I would make everyone equal. So we'd all have equal amounts of money. And then the rich would be rich and the poor would be poor in a few months. What else? You see, Ari, these are hard questions for Friday afternoon.
Well, this isn't relaxed. It's easy.
Yeah, clearly. Okay, I need time to sort on my other three rules, though.
Just riveting. Flex.
Riveting, yeah.
So I'm king.
Yes.
And I got to make three rules.
Of the world.
Five rules.
Okay, I'm going to
make
three.
We'll go with three.
Okay, everyone has to call me Sir Lord Flax.
Not king.
I can walk into any shop, take whatever I want, and I never have to pay for it. I never have to pay for nothing. You all owe me things. So I can take whatever I want in the shops. And if you've got something and I want it, I can have it.
Mm. Okay, does that refer to like people?
No, if you've got a girlfriend and I want her, I can have it.
So it does refer to people.
If you've got like...
So human trafficking, that's great.
If you've got like a car and I like it, I can have it. It's very narcissistic ruling.
What is our final story for Relax It's Flax this week?
Sure. Do you know what happened to Kim Kardashian? So she's busy sleeping in her hotel room. Mm. At 4 a.m., this crazy woman just starts banging on her door.
Oh, my word. Was it Chris?
No. So she gets up. She goes to the door. Obviously, she's scared. And I don't blame her. And I don't know why she doesn't have security guards outside her room. Because even Justin Bieber has a security guard sitting at the door. Mm. Even Snoop Dogg has a security guard sitting at the door. So anyway, she goes and looks. And she's busy shouting at this girl to go away, go away. And this girl's constantly just knocking on her door.
Jeez.
Kim calls security 3 times. They still don't pitch up. Obviously, they don't know who she is. Anyway, she finds out later, after eventually security pitches up like an hour later, that this woman was just drunk and had the wrong room. She didn't Crazy. Even know Kim Kardashian was inside that room.
Wild. What a wild story. Mm. I mean, that's shiz.
Not as wild as my Orlando Bloom, no, Mariah Carey.
Which Melissa says was not even necessary to tell.
Are you joking? Melissa, that was like story of the week. I'm telling you, Melissa, you're going to be telling at least 4 other people about that story.
Flax, how do we keep up with you all day, every day?
You can follow me on Twitter at Michael Flax, MichaelFlax. Instagram, same handle, Michael Flax. What else? Facebook, Michael Flax.
Yeah, and also coming to a Tinder near you soon.
Yeah, coming to a Tinder near you. Swipe right if you know what's good for you.
Get a taste of the Republic of Extra Cold at the Embassy event on the 27th of June at Nasrec, Johannesburg. This epic event will raise the flag for extraordinary experiences with Boys and Bucks, Casper Nyovest, and many more. With only 4,000 tickets on offer, get yours now for only 200 Rand at CompuTicket or visit castlelight.co.za for more information on the coolest event this winter. Unlock Extra Cold Refreshment. Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
Central.com. Weekdays from 3 to 6. This is Kelman on Cliff Central.